Yeah.
I have Secretary Conley.
All right. Hello?
Mr. President, well, you did a great job.
Well, the baby's born.
Well, that's great.
I hope I didn't say anything that'll embarrass you.
No, sir. I thought it was wonderful.
How'd you like my little comment about that the dollar will not be a hostage of international... That I thought of last night at 3 o'clock in the morning. I thought it was good, and I wrote it down.
Well, it was worth staying up all night for. I thought that was the best line in it.
Well, I thought you'd love that one, yeah.
I really did.
But as a matter of fact, if I'd had a little more time, I could have done it a little more polished way. But
oh, you did a beautiful job on it. I really thought it was great. I thought it was a very fine, effective speech. You shook up here Paul Schweitzer. We're in here, Paul Volcker.
Where are you? At
the
Treasury?
Now.
Oh, yeah.
I just walked over here.
Yeah.
I sat in Ron's office and watched you on three sets, and I watched CBS in particular, and they did a fine job for you.
Good.
Bob Pierpont and Daniel Shore, they just said this is the domestic visit to Peking. They just...
good.
Yeah, it really is. They did a fine job.
You know, the main thing is that the average person doesn't understand the international monetary thing, but he will understand that this is something dramatic.
Oh, he sure will. And the press is labeling it that. I saw a few of the...
Have you? What are they saying?
Well, they just say the lead is the wage price thing. Mm-hmm. And then they go on...
That's
say,
good. That's the best
right.
lead.
And they say it's far-reaching, it's sweeping changes, it's a dramatic move, and so forth. I think you're going to really be pleased with the leads and the stories.
Are you going to do the thing, the press tomorrow, the press conference, or not?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I'm gonna do
great.
It,
but now, incidentally, I told Haldeman, the one thing about that is if... Do it on live television if you want, but if it inhibits you anyway,
no, it won't inhibit.
But then don't bother. Well, that's good. That's the best thing. You get between seven and 10 million listens that hour, but if it does, then just go on the news thing. The best thing is to have live television but if you're going to do it, announce it at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then everybody in Wall Street will be listening.
All right.
See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Be sure they know.
All right, sir. Well, I congratulations. I thought the speech was wonderful. I just thought it was a very fine way to present the problem in a very complex
way. You noted I know that some of the fellows thought I should have led off with international monetary.
Nobody
understands it. I led off with peace,
that's right.
Jobs.
That's right.
Don't you agree?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
No question. Because in all the I did the press briefing at 7:30.
I know you did.
At 8:15, and all the questions.
How'd it go?
Fine, I think. Ron will give you a better, more objective analysis, but I thought it went very well.
Haldeman said it went very well.
And they led on the wage and price thing, and then on the international monetary thing. That's what they hung on, those two things.
Good.
It would be a big lead, but wage and price for you is a big lead.
Well, John, it wouldn't be done without you, by gosh.
Well, Mr. President,
you've got a lot of guts.
You showed rare courage. You showed great insight into the problems of this country. I think.
But the main thing is we've got to get the psychology of the country.
That's right. Well,
you know, the last part was, I spent a lot of time on that. Sort of the idea that people have ran down this damn country 200 years ago. And isn't that the important thing? The spirit's got to return.
That's right. Well, I just couldn't have been more pleased. I just really, and when you talk about you're going to fight for this country, that you're going to make this country respected, you're going to make this country strong, I just,
I got in your line about burden sharing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, I think that's great. I really
am. Well, if we gave them $143 billion, they've got to get off their ass and help us.
Now, that's what the people are going to remember.
That's right.
Did it and said it was right, but they've got to help us now.
Good. All right.
I couldn't be more pleased. Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.